Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology, where you learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get started. I wanted to take just a quick moment to thank you all who continually support and listen to James Miller Lifeology. I have been so blessed and honored by your continual support. I wanted to make sure that you don't miss out on anything exciting that's happening over here. So make sure you sign up for my free newsletter at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to give you some techniques to overcome your past. I'll also be interviewing life coach Lisa Lewis Ellis, who reviews her book, Shine and Win, 5 Keys to Conquer the Fear of Failure. Lisa also shares how she helps her clients overcome their limiting belief systems to live a life of purpose. For more information about Lisa, please visit kickboxingbelievers.com. You may also purchase Lisa's book on Amazon or in the store at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me anytime on iHeartRadio as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. Are you struggling today to find your purpose? Has mediocrity set in and you can't imagine doing the same thing for the rest of your life? Are your relationships struggling or you aren't sure how to make long-lasting changes in your life? Then today, contact me, James Miller. I will help you recognize the areas in your life that are going really well, and then we'll look at the areas in which you are struggling. We will create actionable solutions to help you create long-lasting changes in your life. You don't have to do this alone. Go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and click on the page, Work with James. Fill out the form, and it will be sent directly to me. Don't let another day go by without finding your way. Your change can start today. Once again, go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and click on the page, Work with James. Fill out that form to get started today. Overcoming our past. We've all experienced things in life, which when we look back on it, we either have regret or shame, or just don't like the overall outcome. Some of that was based on our own choices, and unfortunately, some of those were based off of things that people did to us. However, how does that impact you today? If you find that many of those past situations continually affect your life today, unfortunately, you're not fully living. And I say that with no judgment, because I want you to be able to live a life of purpose. We're all self-made people, and in that, we all have a choice on what we do right this moment. But I am aware that many people do struggle with things that have happened in their past. One of the things that I typically do to help my clients move beyond this is when we talk about what really happened when they were younger, we look at it from the standpoint of a younger version of ourselves. When that situation happened, of course, we were taken by surprise. We didn't know what to do. Perhaps we were victimized in some way. And when we review that, it comes from a place of disempowerment. We didn't have any power. We felt like we had no choices. The technique that I help people with is we review that same situation with the person you are today. If you put the current version of yourself in that situation that you experienced when you were a child or the younger version of yourself, what would you do differently? I can guarantee you that your responses would be more powerful, would be more directive, would be more assertive, would be more protective of yourself. One thing to keep in mind is that when we are caught off guard, many times we really don't know what to do. And so when we use this technique of putting our current self in that same situation, it helps us find a little bit of closure. And that little bit of closure finds our voice for us to say, no, this was not right. No, I will not be a victim. No, I will not allow you to control my life. It's a very powerful tool. Another version of this technique is after the event happens in your mind, you have a dialogue between your younger version and your current version of self. What advice or wisdom would you give your younger version? When you can console the younger version of yourself, it slowly starts to merge that younger broken version of yourself and the current version of yourself. You'll find that the words of compassion, the words of encouragement, the words of hope that you give your younger version of self starts to heal you in the moment because you have this intrinsic connection between the younger version and the current version of yourself. And that's really what happens. Our past will often emotionally stunt us from growing holistically the way we do in other areas of our life. For example, you can be incredibly successful in your career, but if you find in your relationships that you really struggle with trust, well, unfortunately, when that trust was initially broken in your life, you became emotionally fragile or emotionally stunted. And there's no judgment in that. It's just simply you were caught off guard. And so with that, now you're very hesitant to trust anybody else. So the whole goal of this is to have all areas of your life be aligned together so you can grow holistically, so you can not allow these negative belief systems to really overtake your life. So these two techniques are very powerful. They allow your younger version that was really wounded and your current empowered version to have a healthy dialogue. And in that healthy dialogue, your current version is really going to help you find the voice that you didn't have when you were younger. And the more often you practice this technique, the stronger and stronger the younger version of yourself is. So therefore, that younger version can catch up to your current level of development. Don't allow your past to influence your future. Did you know I have a YouTube channel? That's actually how Lifeology started. I have well over 155 episodes that I've created specifically for you. I do know that many people struggle with listening to a full 30-minute show. So these episodes are about 3 minutes long. Each episode will give you a practical tool or technique that you can practice daily to help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Simply go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, or go to YouTube and search for my name, James Miller Lifeology. Lisa Lewis Ellis is a wife, a mother, a living outside the box life executive coach, a spiritual strategist, a best-selling author, and a sought-after speaker. She is a CEO and founder of Kickbox Believers, LLC, a transformational business dedicated to helping individuals and groups identify and kick the limiting beliefs or boxes in their lives. Welcome to my show, Lisa.
Welcome. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here, James.
I am as well. It's so interesting. My listeners obviously don't know this, but you and I actually just found out we have a very parallel life. We both travel back and forth to DC every other week, and we live like 20 miles away from each other. So that is such a small world.
It is so cool, actually.
I know. Yeah, we're very fancy, if you will. I'm just kidding. Now, I can't wait to talk with you about all the amazing things that you're doing. I definitely can't wait to hear your own origin story of how you got into your own field. And then how you really help your clients transform their lives. So give us a little bit of your story as far as how did you become living outside the box life executive coach, a spiritual strategist, and a best-selling author?
Well, I tell you, the short version is, you know how we do things, we stumble into things because of something that we needed in our own experience. And what happened for me was I was moving up the ladder professionally and I hit a roadblock. And trying to figure out what that roadblock was keeping me from going to the next level, I started doing a lot of self-work. And in that process, I was able to identify some things that I hadn't even considered originally that were keeping me from moving forward and taking the next step and putting myself out there. And as a result of getting over several hurdles and being able to progress professionally, by default, other people started coming to me and asking me, well, how are you able to do that? Do you mind working with me? And next thing, it's one person after the next. And before
that's
you
amazing.
Realize
yeah.
it, yes, yeah.
Well, that's so interesting. You know, it's so I've worked with so many people and people I just know in general who say therapy or this self-development or self-help, you know, you're doing well, you shouldn't focus so much on these certain things. And it's just so interesting because I always find that, well, not only is it my career, but I always find that it's really quite fascinating when people don't realize if they take that time to stop and say, well, what is causing me to redo the same thing over and over and over again? My relationships are the same way, or they end the same way, or I maybe get fired from my job all the time. But when we don't stop and look at that common denominator, which is us, and figure out,
yes.
well, what do I keep doing that's really causing me not to grow? It's just so fascinating to me that sometimes people don't realize that it's sometimes just as quote unquote simple as just stopping and really reflecting and saying, what am I doing and what is going on in my life?
Exactly. And taking however much time you need to unpack it.
Exactly.
You know, not
yeah.
even rushing through the process. So, yeah.
Well, because there are so many things and you start out as a child and so many life experiences that we have. They go, you know, it builds up the foundation of one experience to another experience to another experience. And then you have this huge skyscraper, if you will. And it's almost like that Jenga, that game Jenga, where you have all those different
yes.
blocks and you have to pull those things out. And sometimes it topples, but sometimes that's the greatest part because when we can reach that and really rebuild ourselves, that foundational piece just really gets rebuilt, then we can go back to the sky and, you know, really thrive in such a powerful way. But it's true. If we don't really stop and reflect, then we're going to repeat the same patterns over and over and over again.
Yes. And that's quite frustrating.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. I mean, it really is because that's where people often will blame other people. Like, well, it's because of this or it's because of that. Well, and some of that may be true, but the reality is we do, unfortunately, do that to ourselves so many times we don't even realize it.
Exactly. And we have choices. And so even if so-and-so influenced, mm-hmm. what was our responsibility and what choice did we make? And at this point in time, what different choices can we make in order to get a different outcome?
Exactly. So. And you know, you really look at the formula of that, that it's sometimes just as simple as that. I mean, of course, hard work is very important, but when we really can stop and think, well, I always have a choice. Sometimes my patients will say, James, I didn't have a choice. Well, you have a choice. You just have to figure out how to look at it in a different way to determine what your next step is going to be.
Exactly.
So how did you come about with the Kickboxing Believers LLC? How did that come about?
So I love a play on words. So I look at, just as you mentioned before, how the things from our childhood on up just stack up. Before you realize it, before we realize it, we are boxed in by all of that history.
Yes.
And so in order to move forward, we've got to get out the box. And, you know, hey, what better way to do it? Kick the boxes down, destroy them, because you know how it works. If we leave any remnant there, we typically run back to a safe place. But if you destroy it and there's nothing left, to go back to. And the only option we have is to move forward. So that's how the name of the business came about. Kickboxing Believers.
Yes, yeah. I really do like that. What is the biggest common theme you find with your clients?
The common theme that I find is fear. In all its different forms. I've had clients who feared success because they had not seen success in their family. And they knew that once they became successful, they were going to be, ahead of the game. They were going to be by themselves. And so isn't that something, in order to move forward and be okay with succeeding and doing well in life? Fear of failure, that is a big piece. Actually, I wrote a book about the fear of failure, and a lot of people not moving forward because, well, what if I fail? Well, what if you do?
Sure,
you know, that you're one step closer to where you're trying to get, and you figured out, hey, guess what? That didn't work. So now let me try something else. So it's really not a bad thing. So fear, basically, in all of its, in its various ways that it shows up.
Sure. Well, I really want to go back to what you said as far as, and it's just very fascinating to me, when, just to hear you say that a lot of your clients really look at, well, if I do succeed, how, maybe I will be alone. You know, that is something interesting. I always like to, I guess, call something a dysfunctional comfort. We're comfortable in a dysfunctional life because that's all we know.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, many people, they do stick with that. And one thing that for my listeners to really remember as well is that not everybody is going to be a main character in your story. You know, you think of a movie. Some people are extras in the movie, or some people are the support, have play a supporting role, but not everybody can go where we go. No, I'm not necessarily talking about family, but I'm talking about people in our life. And so that's really important for us to remember that it's okay to let people go. It's okay that people were maybe like scaffolding in our life and they were there to build us up. And then when it's time for us to launch out and move on, that scaffolding will fall away. And that's okay.
It is. And the beauty is, when you move forward, there are people on the other side waiting for you.
Yes.
So what you think you may have lost in one area, there's some beauty on the other side to replace that in a more beautiful, positive, and functional way.
And more fulfilled way as well. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yes.
So and then you said the other thing as well is just, you know, how fear just really manifests in its life. You know, going back to the thing we said about fearing failure, you know, you look at Dr. Seuss. I think Dr. Seuss was quote unquote rejected. You know, he was rejected, I think like 35 times, because publishers and all these people are like, you can't draw, your stories are this, your stories are that. And it's like, this is Dr. Seuss. I mean, everybody loves Dr. Seuss. And it's just, you know, you look at that, or even, you know, Thomas Edison, who failed so many times with the light bulb. Well, it's you use it as a stumbling block or a stepping stone. You either will say, you're right, you know, I failed this one time, I can never do it again. Well, if somebody quote unquote rejects you, then they weren't for you. They weren't, once again, they weren't part of your life. And so we have to, when you really have that intrinsic belief system that this is something that is right for me and this is my purpose, that is, regardless, we have to just be very powerful on that, because regardless if people don't understand what our passion is, then they're not for us. And so you want to support, you want to go find those people who are supportive of you, who can really nurture you and help you launch out into the deep. So it's just so interesting that, you know, failure itself, or so many famous people that we know of have been rejected in so many different ways, but is the tenacity that they had to say, no, this is right for me. And that's how, who they are today.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that's the thing that keeps, when you know you're on the right path and pursuing that particular purpose or plan, is that's the thing that keeps you up at night. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that you can't get away from. No yes. matter what job you work, how far you travel around the globe, that is the thing that is just stuck in your very soul, that you're like, you know what? Okay, I yield to the universe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it.
You yes.
know, I'm going to move forward with it. So yes, it's very interesting.
Yes. Well, let's actually talk about your book, Shine and Win, 5 Keys to Conquer the Fear of Failure. You talk about 5 different ways in which people can really, really overcome that. Why don't you give us a couple of those keys? And of course, my listeners are going to purchase a book on Amazon, but why don't you give us a little bit of the synopsis of that book and of some of the ways in which they can overcome or conquer their fear of failure?
So one thing that you mentioned a little bit earlier, the one of the primary focuses is the fact that failure can be used as a stepping stone. Mm. Don't it's not to be looked at as a stumbling block. It may be a point that you may have to pause and recalibrate, you know, like our GPS
sure.
system,
that's great.
Recalibrating, but it is a stepping stone. Mm. It's use it as a catalyst. And so SHINE is an acronym for each letter represents one of the keys, but one of my favorite keys is the S, which is show up.
Mm, that's powerful.
Show up first and foremost. Show up. Show up for yourself. Show up for your purpose and the plan. And so I use one example that I have, which I had mentioned earlier about trying to progress up the professional ladder, is when I hit one of the stumbling blocks, I'm like, why am I not getting promoted? Why is nobody considering me? And it dawned on me, hey, have you let anybody know that you're interested? Have you turned in a resume? Have you done any network? How have you shown up in a way to let everyone around you know that you're interested in moving forward? So the main key is showing up, is facing the fear, facing the concerns, and doing what you have to do to show up in whatever capacity you need in order to move forward.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, it's interesting. I've seen so many things on social media where they're like, God is going to bless me with a new job today. And I'm thinking, well, did you apply for the
job?
You know, those things, it's just like, you have to put in the work before those things happen. So I love this, you know, show up aspect, because just, you know, success is essentially like a bank account. You can only draw out what you put in. And if people don't know, or you don't do your part, or you don't really invest in that, then you're right. The outcome you're going to have is going to be very minimal to nothing at all. And people just don't realize that it's hard work that comes with it.
Absolutely. And so one example that I use with clients is that, you know, you're praying to God, asking him, oh, move the mountain. But in one hand, you have a stick of dynamite. And in the other hand, you have a match. And it's just like, light the dynamite, won't you?
That is so true. That is very true. I really like that analogy. I may borrow that from you. That's great. You know, some other things that I was reading about you as well is you just really help people. You talk about kickboxing a ghost. Help us understand what that means.
So kickboxing a ghost, those things that we mentioned earlier that have built up over time from childhood through adulthood, those aren't visible to the naked eye. You know, just like Casper the Friendly Ghost. I don't know how old your audience is, but I'm a little older and I remember Casper the Friendly Ghost. And so these things are present. They're, no one else can see them, but we know that they're there.
Yeah.
So kickboxing those ghosts is unpacking the baggage, unpacking the years of that that stuff building up, those concerns, issues, fears, limiting beliefs that have been stacking up over time. And because we know that they're there, deal with them, focus on them, give them a name so that you can eradicate them. You know, as a ghost, they're just floating around there. They're causing nuances and problems in our lives. So kickboxing them is identifying them and getting rid of them.
Because when you can really, like you said, identify what they are, then you know what to work with. You know, if you don't know what
exactly.
you don't know. And if you can say, well, I once again, well, like the earlier things I said, if my relationships always end a certain way, well, then I need to look at that because maybe I'm now identifying myself as someone who cannot be in a relationship or
yes.
someone who can't be financially successful. One thing that many people I've found in my own career is that many people really identify with an experience they've had. And that experience is just simply an experience. It's not who you are. And so unfortunately, many people will take a snapshot of an event and now slap that label on them to say, this is now who I am. And the reality is, it's just something you went through. It's not who you are.
Exactly. And it's part of your narrative. But the wonderful thing about a narrative is that it can change.
Yes, it can. We
can rewrite it. Okay, that was then. This is now. That was a snapshot in time. But here we are today. And this is how I'd like to move forward. Mm-hmm. And this is how I can move forward. And that's the benefit of people working with coaches like us,
mm-hmm.
because that's what we help them do.
Yes.
So they're not in it alone. They don't have to go it alone if they don't want to.
And sometimes people just don't even know how to do it. You know, sometimes
yes.
like, oh my gosh, it's so daunting. It's so overwhelming, but there is a roadmap. You've given them a wonderful roadmap. They can definitely, you know, people can definitely work with you to really help them move beyond these limiting belief systems that they have.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm available. And I find great joy in working with individuals and seeing the light bulb go off.
I mean,
it just makes my heart sing to see that happen.
Yeah. How do you really help people maintain this new version of themselves? Because, you know, there's one thing to work with someone, but then to when they launch out, how do you make sure they don't fall back into those faulty beliefs?
By the time they finish working with me, they have developed a pattern. So typically they work with coaches over a certain time period. And as the research has shown, doing anything for about 21 days becomes a new habit at minimum, becomes a new habit. So once they work with me over typically a minimum of about 90 days, they start seeing the new pattern. And
Wonderful.
So, and they move forward in it. And when you need help, again, and you see yourself shifting, if you feel yourself shifting, I'm available.
That's
Call
awesome.
Call me up.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Maybe, you know, sometimes people just need a tweak as well. I've had people years later come to me and say, James, I'm doing well, but I can see that I'm kind of slipping back. Can you help me with that? And, you know, people need a tune-up now and again. And that's totally fine because sometimes if we get so busy in life, we don't realize that, oh, I may inadvertently be slipping back into a pattern that I did not realize.
Absolutely. It's like physician, heal thyself. We have coaches,
you
know, we have people that we work with and check in with every now and again. So it's cyclical. It's a team effort.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it really is. And that's the thing. I mean, there's so many people who are out there to help us. It can be, you know, just even looking for that. It could be a simple, it can be a person who just simply walks down the street that says, gives you a word of encouragement, or you really seek out a coach of some sort who can help you. So there's a full gamut of people who are there to help us, to lift us up, to really help us move beyond whatever it is we're struggling with.
Yes, absolutely. And the Chinese proverb, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So, and when you need it and you're starting to look for it, it'll show up. It'll show up exactly when you need it to.
Well, Lisa Lewis Ellis, it has been a fantastic time speaking with you. I'm so excited for my listeners to hear this show. I know it's really going to revolutionize and transform their own belief systems. If my listeners would like to find out more information about you, work with you, or even purchase your book, Shine and Win, 5 Keys to Conquer the Fear of Failure, where will I find this information online?
You can visit my website, www.kickboxingbelievers.com. They can call me, and that's on the website as well. I'm on social media, Lisa Lewis Ellis, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, anything you can think of, LinkedIn, Lisa Lewis Ellis. But definitely feel free to visit my website, and you can reach out to me there as well.
Awesome. Well, your book as well, Shine and Win, 5 Keys to Conquer the Fear of Failure, is on Amazon. But what I'm going to do, if my listeners aren't able to find it on Amazon, just simply go to the store at jamesmillerlifeology.com. and you can search for it there under the name Shine and Win, 5 Keys to Conquer the Fear of Failure, or under the name Lisa Lewis Ellis. Lisa Lewis Ellis, thank you once again for joining with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, James. You have a great day.
I also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with us today, or please go to my website where you may sign up for my free newsletter, watch my YouTube episodes, read the articles I've written specifically for you, or you may enroll in the Lifeology Academy where you can take self-directed courses which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. If you'd like to personally work with me, be a guest on, or advertise in this show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Once again, thank you so much for your support, and I'll talk to you soon.